Hello, hello, hello. It's Mary DeMuth of Pray Every Day. I hope you are having a lovely October day, and perhaps where you are, the leaves are turning, but here in Texas, they are green, 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 and my garden is still producing food. So thank you so much for listening today. I'm so appreciative of you, and today we are going to walk through Psalm 25, verses 19 through 21 in the HCSB. And again, these are scriptures from the Seven Deadly Friendships that released October 1st, put out by Harvest House. You can find it wherever books are sold. And so this episode is brought to you by that book. And yeah, I wrote it. And yes, it was painful. And yes, it's full of joy. And yes, there's healing. And so if you have a problematic relationship, definitely pick up that book because I think it will help you. So here we go. Psalm 25, 19 through 21 says this. Consider my enemies. They are numerous. And they hate me violently. Guard me and deliver me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and what is right watch over me, for I wait for you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for these verses in the middle of Psalms, or the beginning of Psalms, that show us that we're not alone. To show us that even the psalmist had enemies, and they weren't just one enemy, they were many, they were numerous. And those enemies were not just casual haters, but they were real haters, people who hated the psalmist violently. And that is something we probably are not experiencing. But Lord, thank you that in the Psalms, we can cry out alongside the psalmist. And when we pray, we can pray the Psalms. Because they're basically just prayers to you. And so, Lord, we do ask that you would consider our enemies. And Lord, I pray blessing upon my enemies. I pray that you would give those who are angry with me and those who are angry with the person listening the grace to learn to forgive us. I don't want those who are acting as enemies to have their hearts hardened by sin and hardened by bitterness. And so I pray you give them the ability to forgive us. And I also pray the same for us, that you would help us to not hold all those accusations and all those things spoken over us against the person, but to learn the beautiful art of letting go, of letting it slide off our backs, of letting of silencing the lies that we've heard or the angry words spoken over, and just to hear your words. And to choose instead to replace our angst and our bitterness with forgiveness and a forward momentum kind of way of looking at life. Lord, I do pray that you would guard us. Your scripture in verse 20 says, to guard me and to deliver me. I pray you would guard our hearts and our minds, especially our minds, the things that we have believed because of enemy-like people and what they've said over us and have written stories over our lives that are just not true stories. But yet we believe them. We have believed that we are not worth loving. We have believed that we are not worth protection. We have believed that we will amount to nothing. Those are lies from the pit of hell. And so, Lord, help us to be guarded in the way that we guard our mind, to guard the lies that come through, and help us to replace those lies with truth. Lord, deliver us from the schemes of the evil one. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy us. And oftentimes he uses other people to do that, which makes the pain so much greater. It would be one thing if we just saw something evil, some evil entity attacking us. That's one thing. But to have the words come out of another human's mouth is super hard. So Lord, help us to understand that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but is against the principalities and powers of the air, against the enemy of our souls. Lord, help us to take refuge in you, under the shadow of your wings, in your house, behind your ramparts, those places of refuge, the places of quiet that we so desperately need. Lord, we want to be men and women of integrity. We want to do what is right, even when we are being harmed, even when we are being maligned. Help us to be quiet and not retaliate, but to keep quiet like you did as you were heading toward the cross. Watch over us, Lord. We are waiting for you. We wait for your deliverance. We wait for your justice. We wait for restoration, if that is to come. We wait, Lord, on you. And as we wait on you, we mount up with wings like eagles. We regain our strength. And we're so thankful that when we are weak, then you are strong. Thank you so much for that, Jesus. I praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so excited that you join me every day. Feel free to share this with a friend if you think this will bless somebody else. I would so appreciate it. And have an amazing week.